Let us pray. Lord, we hear the urgency of your call and the great challenge upon our lives to be ready at any moment. And we remember at Christmas, like a thief in the night, you stole into our world. And we pray that you will break into our hearts this morning, once again. As we begin this journey through Advent, that your word may be alive in us, that we may hear your voice, and that you will set our feet facing a world which yearns for your hope and truth. Amen. Some presents are really very difficult to open. People wrap them so tightly with loads of sellotape and paper that it's hard to get a way in to the gift. And for many people, and perhaps for you, that's a little bit how Christmas 2022 can feel. It's a tough one to get into, for all kinds of reasons. We just don't know where to start on the wrapping. And like the game of Pass the Parcel, we wonder whether we'll ever get to the gift at the centre. And I pray that my message today will help you find a way in and take off at least that first layer of wrapping. As we think about God's word that we have heard today, we're going to use three familiar images. Firstly, the inbox. God has messaged his people. God has messaged his people. God has spoken in the past, and God speaks today. In Advent, as in Lent, we open our hearts and our lives in a special way to God's word, to be open to God's message, to what God is saying to us. And in Advent, we especially focus on the words of the prophets. And we've heard from one today, Isaiah. The Old Testament prophets, well, the word of God burned within them like a candle flame, burning bright in the hearts of ordinary women and ordinary men. They were unremarkable, uneducated people, but God called them to be his mouthpiece. And like us, they were often very reluctant and thought, how can I be your mouthpiece, your messenger? But God overruled their objections, as he does ours, and says, you will speak for me. They spoke in tough times. Those times were times of conflict, times of exile, times of great persecution and trouble, cruel times with cruel kings, false religion, times of stubbornness to change. I wonder whether that sounds so very different from our world today. And their messages were filled with wise words from God, words of warning and challenge, words of comfort and hope, words of forgiveness and reassurance. The prophets spoke of God's timing and God's intervention. The prophets gave God's instruction and God's invitation. Come back to me. Return to the Lord. And those prophets dreamed dreams and had visions of a future that they themselves would never see. But after many years of longing and waiting and preparation, surely came to pass. They looked to a day when God would visit his people in a new way, when the Word would be made flesh, God with us. And their light still burns bright today. Their messages are still powerful, still relevant. We still need to listen to their voices and respond to their timeless messages. God has spoken in the past. He continues to speak through their words. He continues to speak through prophets of today. People like you and me. God's messengers. What is God's message for our world today? What is God saying to you this Advent and Christmas? I believe God has a new message for you. Will you listen? Let us each be open to his word this Advent. Let us stand on his promises. Let us lean on his promises. And no one's ever broken God's promises by leaning on them. So God has messaged his people. And secondly, the waste bin. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Our sins are permanently deleted. And friends, Advent opens up space and grace for us to look within, to examine our hearts, and with honesty, face up to our sin. Take it to the cross and let God delete that forever. In Advent, like Lent, we desire to grow closer and closer to God, to let God remove those obstacles that get in the way, for us to turn from sin and darkness to ways of truth and love and light. Isaiah speaks that word to us today. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And today's gospel reading reminds us not to put off doing business with God, to think that we have all the time in the world. Matthew urged us to wake up to the lateness of the hour. We are into extra time. And like at the World Cup, the extra time seems quite generous. God is patient. God is so patient with us. And we rejoice in that, don't we, today? God is so patient with his people, with his world. And our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So we wake up. We don't sleepwalk through life. We are alive to God and his timing. We keep short accounts. We keep short accounts with God and with one another, to forgive as we have been forgiven. In that reading, Jesus says, you must be ready. So let us see how we can make ourselves ready. Let us be ready for his coming to us. Yes, as the baby in the manger at Christmas, but also ready for his coming here and now by his Spirit in this present moment, in this hour, and also ready for his coming at the last, so that when that day comes, we, if we're still on earth, don't run and hide in fear, but we lift up our hearts and our arms in welcome and joy. So let us today not just get ready for Christmas, but be ready for Christ. As we come to receive bread and wine, let us allow God to do a new work of grace within our hearts by his Holy Spirit, that you may go home today fully forgiven, fully forgiving, and fully free to walk in the light of the Lord. Let us be ready for all that God is making ready for us. This brings me to my third and final image. Forward the message. Forward the message. In Advent, we forward the message of good news to others. We pass on the good news we've received. And for the church, Advent and Christmas opens all kinds of doors and opportunities for the church to tell the truth about Christmas, to take away those layers of wrapping, to tell the truth of God with us, the truth of God embracing human life in our poverty, in our need, in our sin, coming to us to abide in our hearts as Saviour and King. We forward the message through our special services, our carol singing, nativities, our Christingles, shoeboxes, gift of toys next Sunday, charitable giving, and so much more. All of this forwards the good news as we give it away. And no one is left out. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. So we have a message of a living Lord today who is changing lives, changing our lives. So let our prayer be today, Lord, let me forward the message in whatever way, however simple. Let me be your messenger, a channel of your love to both my family, to the friend, to the stranger, that I may be your witness. That your message will drop into the inbox of someone else's life, that they will come to know you, Jesus. Now, are we finding a way into that tightly wrapped gift? That first layer of wrapping is becoming free. We've been reminded today, firstly, God has messaged his people. Secondly, God forgives our sin and deletes it. And thirdly, we forward the gospel of good news to others. So in these coming weeks, may God guide you and help you to unwrap the gift and find yourself at the heart of Christmas, with Christmas in your heart. Amen.